This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Bluegrasses. That's a tune called Banjo Rag, and that was recorded back in the 1980s or very early 1990s by Paul and Colin Trent with some friends. That wonderful guitar break was by Colin Spear, who was working with us on that album. Here's the Cumberland Gap Connection from the album A Whole Lot of Lonesome with a tune called Hammer Down, and boy, do they put the hammer down.
Like home. Got the black smoke churning and these big wheels are turning, putting the hammer down, kicking up dust through another town, putting the hammer down.
That's a rapid ending. That was a Cumberland Gap Connection. We'll hear from them a little bit later on in the show. I'd like to say welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a whole bunch of bluegrass lined up for you. I hope you're going to enjoy the next hour with me, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I've been doing. And I'll tell you that straight away. I was in Australia last week. I hope you enjoyed the show that I had playing. It was from several years ago, and it was featuring all New Zealand bluegrass. And I thought it was all worth hearing again. So I played that show in my absence. I was over in Australia spending time with friends in the beautiful town of Tamworth, which is about 5 hours north of Sydney and 5 hours drive north of Sydney in a lovely country area. And we had great weather and everything, and I sat around picking music with my friends. And what could be a better holiday than that? And we might hear a little bit more from them later on. But while I was there, I got a new album from an Australian banjo player called Kay Armstrong. And she plays banjo and sings songs, and it's a
pretty new album, and I thought I'd feature it on Back Porch Bluegrass. And the album is called Life on Dead Horse Lane, and that's a real place, folks. I had to look it up. I said, who would call a road Dead Horse Lane? Well, if you live in Tugulawa in Queensland, there's a road called Dead Horse Lane, and obviously Kay Armstrong lived on it, and she wrote a song about it. And here she is. Kay's doing the banjo and the vocals. Hugh Curtis is playing fiddle and doing some harmony. Ian Dodd is on mandolin, and Brendan Radford is on guitar and vocal harmony, not necessarily all in this tune. Mark Webber is playing the upright bass, and well, let's hear about Life on Dead Horse Lane from Kay Armstrong.
Years ago, before my time, Dad stopped from off the train. Removed from the Brisbane Valley Line and taken out to Dead Horse Lane. My daddy told me of this story, said it had it told to him. Details I was once privy to, now grown a little dim. Should another minute come my way about how we earned its name, it wouldn't really matter much, cause what this song is all about is life on Dead Horse Lane. The little house stood upon the front acres of the farm. No glamour there, but it was home. Looking back, it had some charm. Its walls now silent keepers of the fun once held within. This girl has left the farm now, but sweet memories keep returning. Friends and relations added much to our lives. Great comedy provided by two women who made the drive to the farmhouse on a weekend when we'd all join the fun. Sides were split and jaws were aching at the laughter that was done. Country cooking was the mainstay of our diet in those days, and Mum was the best, the cooking we all craved. Sunday roasts were my favourite, still are to this day. Shared with all who came right through the gates on Dead Horse Lane that day. We did some things we shouldn't have, but hey, all farm kids do. Too young to be driving country lanes, cousin fun is true. Some of the most magical memories that I hold new and dear, built upon school holidays and hungered for each year. Chat. Through the golden grass, a swagman once came trudging through our farm. I was frightened at the time, but there was no need for that. He drank from our tank, then asked if he could fill the water bag held in his hands. That memory lives on still. Should another minute come our way about how it ended its name, it wouldn't really matter much, cause what this song is all about is life on Dead Horse Lane. The windmill pumped a flow much more precious than gold. Around that well we had adventure, danger could unfold. Amidst the frogs and the logs, sometimes snakes would be found. And other creatures were waiting for our guard to be let down. Like a scorpion that bit one and dropped to her knees, it bit the dust when Dad found it and gave it the big heave. Big hands that held an axe in one and anger in the other, it never saw another dawn after messing with my mother.
that brought light to Dead Horse Lane. Something's even giving wings, like music around the piano, banjo, lele, and accordion. We were blessed to have these times in our lives when we were kids. Should another wing come our way, about how it earned its name, wouldn't really matter much, 'cause what this song is all about is life. Yes, much living happened down on Dead Horse Lane. What this song is all about is life on Dead Horse Lane.
Well, that's a story of life on Dead Horse Lane. I wonder how it got its name, eh? That'd be interesting to see what part of history sort of made it get called Dead Horse Lane. Ah, that was Kay Armstrong playing banjo and singing that song. Let's go back in time to some very early bluegrass music from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. 1954, this song came out and recorded in Nashville May 19th. So one day apart from today, Lester Flatt on guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Lewis Innes on rhythm guitar, Curly Sackler on mandolin, Chubby Wise on fiddle, Jake Tullock on bass, and it's a tune, absolute classic, called The Foggy Mountain Special, and it sounds like this. Absolute classic music there from Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. And did you like that guitar solo with Lester's G run in it? What a beauty. Sounds good. Well, my friend Bruce O'Hara and me have both been very influential on each other's tastes of music. And Bruce has introduced me to many artists and I've introduced him to many, and we really enjoy the music. And there's no question about our enjoyment of the music of Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice. In fact, while I was staying at Bruce's place, I read the Ricky Skaggs book, which was really interesting. He had the book, so I had to read it while I was there. I'm sure he wouldn't have let me take it away, especially not back to New Zealand. And I had a good time reading that book, and we enjoyed the music of these two very much and have followed their careers somewhat. Here's from the album Skaggs and Rice of 1980, where it's just Ricky and Tony Rice, mandolin, and in most cases, and Tony Rice on guitar. Memories of Mother and Dad. Let's hear Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs.
of sorrow, our home so silent and so sad. Dad took sick and had to leave us. I have no home, nor mother, nor dad. There's a little lonesome graveyard. On these tombstones there they say, oh, mother's gone but not forgotten. Oh, dads will meet again someday. I'd often go out to the graveyard where they laid them down to rest. I can almost hear them whisper, trust in God, he'll do the rest. There's a little lonesome graveyard on these tombstones there they say. Say, oh, mother's gone but not forgotten. Home dads will meet again someday.
Oh, that's what you call paired back bluegrass music. Just the guitar and the mandolin and two voices in harmony, reminiscent of the brother duets of the 1930s, isn't it? Sounds great, and I just love hearing those two sing together. One of the mountain grass festivals that I went to with Bruce and his wife Pam has featured the band Special Consensus, and we really enjoyed their playing. They were a wonderful band to watch, very entertaining, and did some great songs. And one of the albums that I bought at that festival was Scratch Gravel Road by Special Consensus, and here's a track which I'm going to play from it called Sunday Morning Without You. Dustin Benson plays guitar, Rick Farris plays mandolin and does lead vocals and harmony vocals. Greg Cahill plays banjo, and David Thomas sings lead. In fact, you'd think he sings lead in this song. Yes, he does, and sounds great. He plays bass. Here's Special Consensus.
I woke up this morning all alone, like I have since you've been gone. The TV's playing channel 22, Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. About 4 weeks ago, you took my babies and my heart. 30 days of hell with life to go, a month of Sundays without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. guess I could just ride around the Vista Park or go downtown. The church bell's ringing, I'm so blue. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The air is warm, the skies are blue. My heart feels the same way too. Sunday morning without you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sunday morning without you.
Special Consensus. A lovely band sound, haven't they? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we are based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've lived there most of my life, apart from a few years living in Australia, and this is where I learned to love bluegrass music and started amassing a little bit of a collection of LPs and then later on CDs. We'll ignore the cassettes. And I've still got a shelves full of them, and that's what the radio show is based on, all on material from my own shelves. So I hope you're enjoying my rather eclectic tastes in bluegrass music, and it's all based on the experiences I've had with bluegrass music and the people I've met and the musicians whose playing I have enjoyed. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you're ever in or around Hamilton in New Zealand, you ought to go and visit the folk at Shearer's. Lovely folk in the shop. They're all musicians, very helpful, and they have a great array of guitars from entry level to top level Martins. They've got banjos, mandolins, and keyboards and drums and ukuleles by the thousand. Well, maybe not by the thousand. All the accessories you could want and lots of advice. So go and see the folks at Shearer's. I'm really pleased that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass Music. And it's great being able to say yes, go and see the folks at Shearer's. What am I going to do? I'm going to play some music from my friends Bruce O'Hara and Steve Lyne, who we did some picking with. Charlie Boyter was in there too. He's a guitarist that Bruce and that used to play with Bruce in the early 1970s and then went on to play with the Slim Dusty Show for many, many years, a fine acoustic guitarist. And we did lots of picking, sitting around doing some songs. And this is a concert recorded in the music hall at the Sydney Opera House. And I went over from New Zealand to participate in it. Bruce's band at the time, a band called Country Sound, was Bruce on guitar and vocals, Sue Chapman on fiddle and vocals, Joe Clark on mandolin and vocals, Steve Lyne playing the lead guitar, and I filled in on banjo, and a friend of mine from New Zealand came across with me, and he played bass. His name's Gary Easterbrook. And we did this concert, and it was really good fun playing it. And I'm going to play you two tracks of Country Sound of that concert in 1980. We just had a lot of fun doing the concert and then mixing down the album, and this is just the way it came out, folks. Bruce and I both love conversion of old hymns to gospel music and bluegrass music, and so the one I've picked is one called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and then an instrumental called Nothing to It. Here comes Country Sound.
What a joy divine. sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
I think Steve's going to do something for us now. He's been practicing up for about 10 years. And this is a nice little tune, isn't it? One called Get Off the Stove, Granny, You're Too Old to Ride the Range.
It's Country Sound live at the Opera House, and that was just recorded live. There were no overdubs or anything done in that, and we had a good time at that concert. And when I was in Australia last week, we did some of those tunes and just really enjoyed picking on them. Great holiday to have, believe me. Let's go back to Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice again. One of my all-time favourite tunes. It was actually written by the Blevins brothers, but everyone's done the tune. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did a great version of it. Will the Roses Bloom Where She Lies Sleeping?
Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand? Her lips were like a bunch of roses, her eyes shine like the starlight sky. Her hair was dark and it was curly. I'll love her till the day I die. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand? Darling, as she's sleeping underneath the beautiful sky, I miss her more now since she has left me. I know we've said our last goodbye. Will the roses bloom where she lies sleeping? Will the flowers shed their petals there?
drops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand. She lies sleeping, will the flowers shed their petals there? Will the dewdrops fall upon the roses where my darling sleeps beneath the sand?
Oh, just absolutely beautiful, understated bluegrass music. I just love it. Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs there, just the two of them. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I know there's lots of shows out there that you can listen to, and I hope that you're listening to many of them. But I really appreciate that you're tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass and are enjoying my take on bluegrass music from way down here in Hamilton, New Zealand. Of course, there's lots of people listening on radio. It's a radio show, after all, and comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton. First played on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. and then on subsequent nights at different times on Free FM and also on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. So thanks very much if you're listening on an Access radio station. It might be Radio Hawke's Bay or Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, all take Back Porch Bluegrass and play it at different times of the day and night. So you could end up listening to me quite accidentally. I hope you keep the radio turned on so that you can hear the music. Of course, we've got radio access stations in Canada as well, which is quite exciting. CFBX in Kamloops in British Columbia and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. What else we got? Prince George in British Columbia. And then the USA stations, Bluegrass Planet Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. I'm really pleased that you all take this as a radio show, and here's a shout out to you now and a bit of a wave. Give me a wave if you're listening on the radio. Thanks. Oh, great to see all those hands. Okay, let's get back on with the bluegrass music. Here's a Cumberland Gap connection again. I forgot to introduce him before. Mike Bentley plays guitar and does lead and harmony vocals. Rod Smith plays banjo and does harmony. Clint Hurd plays mandolin, does harmony. Brian Russell on bass, he sings as well. They've got some special guests on a few songs, Justin Moses on fiddle and dobro. I'm going to play for you. It's a gospel song. Really, it's one called Gonna Settle Down. Sounds like this.
When I fall down, I'm gonna crack it, 'cause I know what's waiting on the other side. It's life in trials come, tempt me on my way. I'll hold right on friends and loved ones wait for me. But when I get there, the first thing I'll do is to thank and praise my blessed Lord for pulling me through.
I'm gonna settle down,
in the land so fair, for he's got a robe and he's got a crown for me to wear.
I will never be alone,
I will never be alone, in a home above, and I'm gonna live where all is peace and joy and in the land so fair, for he's got a robe and he's got a crown for me to wear.
I will never be alone,
I will never be alone, in my home above, and I'm gonna live where all is peace and joy and love, and I'm gonna live where all is peace and joy and love.
That was a Cumberland Gap Connection with Gonna Settle Down. Let's listen to Kay Armstrong again, she of the Dead Horse Lane song, and here's a song called The Wheel.
Traveling down the road, bound for a new beginning, a white pine held the key to all her dreams. Not all roads have their own patch, just a matter of time, for she had to hold tight to the wheel. First saw him at a park by the lakes in Caboolture, hand in hand with another at the time. Just one look was all it took for her to lose her heart forever. Cupid had never hit so hard like that before. Sometimes rainbows, sometimes darkness, leaving home with something she had never known. Decision time, what to do now? In her heart she knew the answer, and so began the wildest chapter in that quiet country girl's book of life. Traveling down the road, bound for a new beginning, the white pine held the key to all her dreams. But all roads have their rough patch, it was just a matter of time before she had to hold tight to the wheel. Some right turns and some wrong. Laughter sometimes seemed just too far out of reach. Life's lessons she was learning, and for home was sometimes yearning. Looking back, well, she wouldn't change a thing. Wasn't meant to be forever, just the first part of a plan that would lead her on to where she is today. But once done, they are packed and on their way. Traveling down the road, bound for a new beginning, the white line held the key to all her dreams. But all roads have their rough patch, it was just a matter of time before she had to let go of that wheel. Matter of time.
for she had to let go of that wheel. Oh yes, she had to learn to let go of that wheel.
That was Kay Armstrong, Life at Dead Horse Lane in Queensland. Hope you enjoyed that. Here's Special Consensus again, and this time it's Rick Farris, the mandolin player, singing lead. It's a title track on the LP, Scratch Gravel Road, written by Becky Buller. We've had her on the show. Time we got her back on the show too. Here's Scratch Gravel Road.
I'll be 21 tomorrow and prefer to celebrate by finding my way out of here before it's too late. Gonna try to outrun this lonesome way I feel, leaving in the dust, kicking up behind the wheels on Scratch Gravel Road. Hill and back, came a call out many times, I helped him tote those sugar sacks. So, Scratch Gravel Road, Scratch Gravel Road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. For the view, for the egos, cause the cannons, so they will. Gonna pass all us folk, folks right out of our hills. Round Scratch Gravel Road, Scratch Gravel Road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go. Make it dark, make it low, like the holler I come from. Well, make it live his life away, never see the sun down. Scratch Gravel Road, Scratch Gravel Road, stretching out, taking hold, just won't let me go.
After all, that fast picking is a real tight ending. That was Special Consensus with Scratch Gravel Road. If you're around this Sunday in Hamilton at 2:30 p.m., we've got Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, a very informal gathering of people who like to pick some music together. We never know what's really going to happen or what song's going to turn up, but it's always good fun. It's at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club premises in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East, 56 Brookfield Street. Starts at 2:30, finishes at 5, and it's a good fun gathering. So if you're around and you like bluegrass music, come along and and see us there. The Bitter Brothers are playing in Hamilton on Saturday night, so go and see them. It's at a place called The Last Stage or something, The Last Day in Collingwood Street. And look it up, The Bitter Brothers in Hamilton. They're doing a bit of a New Zealand tour, and you'd enjoy their music too. And of course, there's always a great concert at Morrinsville on the second Friday of the month for the Country Music Club. Always an excellent concert. Let's hear from Joe Mullins. This is a band that my friend Bruce in Australia put me on to, and we both really enjoy their music. This is from the album For the Record, and it's a song called Dreamer's Hill with Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers.
Dreamer's Hill rises gently from the valley, soft and green, while a lonely weeping willow whispers to the passing breeze. It was there as a young boy I could make the world stand still. What peace of mind was mine on Dreamer's Hill? I recall a part of yesterday when dreams were my best friend. I played upon the meadow where the river made its bend. The twilight found me hypnotized by the lonesome whippoorwill, making secret wishes from the top of Dreamer's Hill. Dreamer's Hill rises gently from the valley, soft and green, while a lonely weeping willow whispers to the passing breeze. It was there as a young boy I could make the world stand still. What peace of mind was mine on Dreamer's Hill? Of that time, as I realize tomorrows have forever passed me by. I have never known such peace alone, and I know I never will, till I leave this world behind me and return to Dreamer's Hill. Dreamer's Hill rises gently from the valley, soft and green, while a lonely weeping willow whispers to the passing breeze. It was there as a young boy I could make the world stand still. What peace of mind was mine on Dreamer's Hill? Oh, what peace of mind was mine on Dreamer's Hill?
What a beautiful song that is, Dreamer's Hill. That is such a nice tune, and that is my style of bluegrass, folks. Now you know, don't you? Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you enjoyed this collection of bluegrass music from wide and far and near and close and all those sorts of places. We're going to go out with a tune from Karina Rose Logston, the lovely fiddle player and vocalist in the band High Fidelity. And this is a Tommy Magnus tune from way back. It's one called The Smoky Mountain Rag. Hope you can tune in again next time. Bye. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.